Italian naval and coast guard vessels rescued more than 2,000 migrants travelling in boats from North Africa over the past 48 hours. The vessels were part of the Mare Nostrum task force, which operates off southern Italy and was established in response to the hundreds of deaths which have happened as migrants and refugees try to cross the Mediterranean Sea. The director of the Italian Council for Refugees, Christopher Hein, told Charles Collins the Italian government has stepped up efforts to help sea-bound migrants in the last year.
So more than 12,000 people have been rescued in the period from end of October, when the operation started, up to now. And we have no news in this period of the last 4 months of losses of life in the Mediterranean, in the central Mediterranean, I must say, in this part of the Mediterranean, which is the area of the Mare Nostrum operation, except in one case that they found two dead bodies, but they had died already before that the operation had started. So this is quite an impressive result, which we compare it to previous years, also to previous winter between 2012-2013, where we had regularly hundreds and hundreds of people dying in the sea. This did not happen, and this is thanks to this impressive operation.
What is happening to them after they're rescued?
The reception center in Lampedusa is under reconstruction. So people are disembarked in other ports. And then it is, of course, the question what to do, where are places in the different systems of accommodation and reception of asylum seekers. And these systems are full. There are virtually no places.